From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A plane carrying 71 people from Bangladesh swerved erratically and flew dangerously low before crashing and erupting into flames as it landed Monday in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu. Isha Sarai has more.
Officials and witnesses said the crash killed at least 50 people. The exact number of dead and injured remained unclear amid the chaos of the crash and the rush of the badly injured people to nearby hospitals. Officials at Kathmandu Medical College said they were treating 16 survivors. An airline spokesman said that the U.S.-Bangla Airlines flight BS-211 from Dhaka to Kathmandu was carrying 67 passengers and 4 crew members. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
South Korea's Ministry of Unification says North Korea's silence on its upcoming summits with the United States and South Korea is likely due to caution over organizing its stance regarding the meetings. Grace Lee has that story.
Pyongyang's been silent since Donald Trump agreed to talks with Kim Jong-un. Trump accepting Kim's invitation was a sudden surprise on Friday, but South Korean officials said Monday they haven't heard back from the North since.
I feel that they're approaching this matter with caution and they need time to organize their position.
The South Korean officials that briefed Trump in the White House last week have since flown to China and Japan to brief leaders there on upcoming talks. The next stop for one of them will be Russia.
That's Grace Lee reporting. One of the main Syrian rebel groups in the besieged eastern Ghouta area says it has reached an agreement with Russia to evacuate wounded people from the region on the outskirts of Damascus. Jaish al-Islam said it had communicated with Russia through the United Nations. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Taliban fighters have captured a district center in Afghanistan's western province of Farah that borders Iran. A spokesman for the provincial governor said a large group of fighters had captured the center of Anar Dara district Sunday. The Taliban released pictures of what appeared to show fighters in the town where skirmishes were taking place on Monday. A Taliban spokesman said 15 policemen had been killed and several military vehicles seized, along with a large quantity of ammunition. As political tensions on the Korean Peninsula appear to be easing, the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in North Korea warns human rights must not be held hostage to security concerns. Lisa Schlein has that story from the Council in Geneva.
Special Rapporteur Thomas Ojea Quintana acknowledges what appears to be a potential for rapid progress on the political and security front. While he commends the governments and initiatives for making this possible, he counsels caution.
Rapprochement cannot be a single-track process focused only on security, for there is no long-term peace and security in a climate of impunity and disregard for human rights.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
References to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, his wife, and Finance Minister Taro Aso were removed from documents related to a suspected cronyism scandal. Rosanna Philpott has more.
Japan's finance ministry confirmed government documents had been doctored by removing the name of Abe's wife. The files were linked to the sale of state-owned land at a huge discount to a private school his wife had ties to. Abe's repeatedly denied doing favors for the school and has said he'll step down if evidence showed he did. Suspicions of a cover-up could further slash his ratings ahead of a September leadership vote, the success of which would put him on track to become Japan's longest-serving premier.
That's reporter Rosanna Philpott. A prominent British newspaper reports that British Prime Minister Theresa May is on the verge of publicly blaming Russia for the attempted murder of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, and ordering expulsions and sanctions against Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime. The Times of London account that appeared in the paper's website early Monday said an announcement could come as early as today after a meeting of the government's National Security Council. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Chad's capital of N'Djamena Monday to meet with the president. Tillerson is also cutting his trip to Africa short by about a day to deal with pressing matters, including North Korea. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.